Very few Zimbabweans know much about Mr. Mpoko, a career diplomat whose last posting was South Africa. Now that he has been named one of the country's two vice presidents, many are asking who he really is. Former Harare City Councillor Worship Dumba is one of the people surprised by Mpoko's appointment.
I only started knowing about him, I think about 2-3 weeks ago. I definitely know nothing about him except that I'm hearing that he was an ambassador to South Africa.
But Jenesani Ntungagwa, a Harare-based researcher with the Revolutionary Research Institute of Zimbabwe, says Mpoko was instrumental in the formation of the Zimbabwe People's Revolutionary Army, or ZIPRA. He adds that as a former guerrilla, it was expected that his background is not in the public domain.
You see, because guerrillas by nature, they don't expose their tendencies, they don't expose their intentions. There is a major difference between the groups of the people of the likes of Report Mpoko, the likes of Brigadier Mdiniri, the likes of Dumiso Dabengwa, the likes of earlier groups, for instance, people like John Maluzondlovu. Those are groups that are much older now, if you look at it. You see, they are much older in terms of age. They are also much older in terms of exposure. When those people were active as much younger cadres, the revolutionary movement had a different structure. The problems they faced, actually they knew each other. All those groups, they knew each other. If you come to the groups of the 70s, that's a multitude now, you see. So at this stage, we are just waiting. But what we also see is a spirit of excitement that there is a visibility of ex-ZAPU somewhere.
Ntungagwa said Mpoko fought in the 1970s Liberation War alongside key national figures like former Home Affairs Minister and ZAPU President Dumiso Dabengwa.
To describe him, well, that's a hard group. A hard in terms of ideology. Those are old guerrillas, you see. It's a group with a high security element. The next person must be watched closely. But again, they are Zimbabweans. That's one other interesting thing. So these are the dynamics that we see.
Political analyst Blessing Vava says the fact that Mpoko served as a diplomat means he is one of Mr. Mugabe's loyalists.
I don't know much about him, but safe to say that usually people that are appointed by President Mugabe, especially to be ambassadors in countries like South Africa, countries like America, countries like Britain, they are very, very important people who are very closer to the president. So in a way,
Vava said Simon Kayamoyo could have easily become vice president ahead of Mpoko had he not aligned himself with former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who was accused of plotting to assassinate Mr. Mugabe, a charge that Mrs. Mujuru denies.
SK Moyo, being a front runner towards the beginning of the year and the previous years, I think he missed it somehow by associating himself with the faction alleged to be led by the former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. But also, you must understand that in the ZAPU or the ZIPRA hierarchy, SK Moyo is not anywhere in the top five of that setup.
Mpoko came onto the political scene last year when he threw his hat into the ring to contest for the deputy president's position, which was left vacant following the death of John Landa Nkomo early last year. He made it clear he would challenge Simon Kayamoyo, then the party's chairman, for the position, claiming he was much senior than most surviving ZAPU members and therefore deserved the post. A trained agriculturalist, Mpoko is also a former military commander and was in charge of ZIPRA's logistics during the liberation struggle. He was ZAPU's representative in Mozambique just before independence in 1980, working during the time with top African National Congress leaders. He has also served as Zimbabwe's ambassador to Botswana and Russia before moving to South Africa, where his mission ended in 2011. Mpoko was also part of the five-man ZIPRA command that was a joint operation between ZANLA and ZIPRA. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.